Hello again. This is John Chatty to bandy words with you in my obsolescence, and coming to you with an impression recently confirmed that no one bandies them faster than people who run computers and are run by them. Yet, language is from every source. A computer is no more than a high-speed moron. So the lovely coined word jigo, if that's the way it's pronounced, jigo, jigo, there is no precedent for it, jigo, jigo, for garbage in, garbage out, what you get when you misdirect the computer. Computer people, I gather, are compulsively playful about making up dictionaries for their computers to print out, and I have the foregoing information from such a clickety-click dictionary. That dictionary suffers a bit from its own kind of jigo or jigo, for it informs me that glitch, G-L-I-T-C-H, meaning a systems breakdown or systems error, is a recent acronym for gremlin loose in the computer hut, G-L-I-T-C-H. The explanation cites no single instant of hut as the term for programming room. It does nevertheless seem plausible, unless you happen to know that the word glitch has been in American slang for at least a century before there were computers, and that it was established in Yiddish for centuries before that. The Yiddish term derives from German glitchen, to slide, to slip, implicitly before taking a fall. In American slang, a glitch has the sense a mistake, a snarled-up mess, a pratfall. It expresses what those of my obsolete World War II generation would have called a snafu, a once-pandemic GI acronym, and in deference to the family speaker system, let me say snafu is an acronym for the GI's situation normal all fouled up. World War II GIs were much given to the term fouled up and all fouled up, if you know what I mean. I have even assumed that snafu has won a permanent place in American slang, but I am growing old, and as noted earlier, I have become obsolete. My good friend William Whittington, a lawyer of Greenwood, Mississippi, and a great gentleman, is also of my obsolete generation, and he tells me that when recently he dictated a letter about a fouled-up situation and used the word snafu, his secretary did not understand it, saying she had never heard it before. When he asked her what word she would use for a fouled-up mess, she said, glitch. So it goes with language. Just as we are learning how to speak to our children, we find they have switched to another language. I hope we haven't lost snafu from the language. This new generation of eager beavers can make me feel like a lead-butted sad sack, or worse yet, like a ruptured duck. Never mind what all that means. It was once language to live by, and yes, to die by. It was dear to the days of my youth, and I mean to fight for it until the last dog face retires on fogies forever off the TO, but still loyal to SOP. But why look back, unless to check six? Now, there's an idiom. As a quick reference to coordinates, the nose of a plane was said to be at 12 o'clock, the right wing at 3, and the tail at 6. Check 6 in pilot's voice code meant, look behind you, there's something on your tail. Alas, it is probably a glitch, and it may be about to shoot down snafu. This is John Chardy, and that is the message until our next time out. Over and out, and until then, good words to you.
The comments of poet and etymologist John Chardy.